I'm absolutely thrilled to be enjoying a quick chat about Big Brother with, of course, our resident expert, Cameron Cole. Of course, you have won the series yourself. You know what it's like to be in the Big Brother house, and you're joining me now. Thank you so much for taking the time.
No, you're welcome, and I'm glad to be back again talking all things Big Brother.
Absolutely. So last night we saw a double eviction. We've lost Marisha and Zizi. What did you make of it?
I was gutted, really. I think the wrong two people went. I mean, who am I to say that? But I think that they both gave a real lot to the series, especially Zizi. I think she was brilliant. Even her exit interview, I think she came across really, really well. I was a bit gutted that they went over perhaps some others that have maybe coasted through to the final a little bit. I always like to see people in the final that have really brought something to the series. And I do think that certainly Zizi and Marisha as well, I think both have brought a little bit more than perhaps a couple of others that will probably be in the final.
Definitely. I don't know. Bradley is one that I'm just not sure. I don't know whether I just didn't see enough airtime of him, or he's kind of been painted in the light that all he does is dance around and sing and jump about the place. But I don't know if that's because that's the way Louis Walsh has described it. But I don't think he's brought as much as the likes of Zizi.
No, I agree. I think someone like a Bradley and even Coulson to an extent. Nikita is, I mean, I know there's the argument with Fern, but again, those three just seem to just, like you say, run around, sing, dance. I mean, they look like they're having a fantastic time, but I don't think they've bought the entertainment, and I'm just not feeling them. I don't feel like I even know really who they are. It's almost like I don't have an opinion on them.
Yeah.
They're just sort of very neutral, and I don't like neutral people in the final. I think we want the ones, the final should be the people that have brought the most to the series within reason, obviously, because obviously you lose some along the way. But yeah, I don't know. I think I agree with you on those. I just think they're a little, I don't know, bland. And that's probably, like we say, they haven't had a lot of airtime. They haven't necessarily been involved in any sort of disagreements particularly. Like you said, it just feels like they're always singing and dancing and sort of having a great time, but really want to watch that myself.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. I'm like, I can see why ITV decided to maybe do a switcheroo on Fern trying to get Louis Walsh out, because by the looks of things, I mean, they've made their money from Sharon Osbourne and all of the headlines and the tea and the gossip that she was spilling. And again, with Louis Walsh, like, I just think the relationship that himself and Zizi had, you know, he almost crossed the line a couple of times, but didn't fully cross the line, which made it very enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, I mean, that task with them two, it was hilarious how they were staying in character but just completely roasting each other. It was fantastic to see, and I think he's been brilliant. I know he's a very controversial person, but I think for entertainment value, for me, he's got to win. And I know a lot of people won't like that, but for me, he's got to, because I don't see anyone who's bought beyond Sharon, and she can't win because she's not there, has bought. I mean, without him in this series, oh my goodness, I really worry for her. I don't think it's been a stellar celebrity Big Brother. I think it's been good. I don't think it's been extraordinary. I don't think it's one that will necessarily be up there with the best we've ever seen. But Louis has definitely carried that a lot of episodes and a lot of moments and his interactions with others. So it depends what you want out of a winner, I guess. But for me, I never ever thought I'd say it. I sort of want him to win.
I kind of agree with you, because there's quite a few people, even in our iRadio office, that are saying, oh, maybe Coulson will win. But I think he's going to win for the reason that, you know, he's kind of, he could be like a lovable favourite because he's from Corry and all of that. But I think from the entertainment factor, I kind of have to agree that without Louis Walsh, I genuinely think they might have struggled. I enjoyed the series from the point of view that the house looks great. All of the tasks have been amazing. I think they put so much time and effort into the tasks and the way they look. And there's almost that tiny little bit of a vibe of I'm a Celeb kind of in these last two Big Brother series that I really, really enjoy. And a teeny tiny bit of Love Island as well, where I wonder are some of the producers kind of working across all shows. But no, like I have to agree, it hasn't been the most riveting. Like I thought we'd get more out of Fern. David Potts, I have to say, I've really enjoyed him because he's unapologetically himself. And I think he's just, you know, whether you understand that that's his thing not to wear trousers or not, I mean, you would have had to have seen the show that he's from. But I just think he's like, yeah, take me or leave me, I don't care, it's all good.
Yeah, I think he's I think him and Louis in the top two, I wouldn't be too disappointed in whatever order that would be. I think they've been really, really good. I could see Coulson sneaking into that sort of top three, top two, like you say. And I mean, I've loved the task. They put some fantastic effort into them, but I still do think there's too many tasks, and there's certainly been too many twists. Yeah. I mean, obviously the series is too short, miles too short, to really gain any tension, because as soon as the tension's growing, well, there's only a few days left, so what's the point in having a massive row or argument about anything? And I just feel like they just sometimes just need to be left to their own devices a little bit more, and not have all these sort of, you know, I know the twists have been, some of them have been quite good, but were they needed? I mean, yeah, I mean, they were desperate to get Louis into the final, and I can understand that because he's one that's bringing the majority of the entertainment. But some of the other twists, and it's like, do we need these twists? Can we not just let them just be bored, and maybe we'll get some sort of more natural arguments rather than sort of forced disagreements from sort of twists that they've sort of manufactured? I just think there's lots to learn. It's the first series ITV had done. I do as well think there's a little bit of crossover from the different shows that are working on it. I just think we need to remember what Big Brother's good at. It has fantastic tasks, and I think they've done fantastic with the tasks, but not as many of these twists, and just let them be bored, make their own entertainment, and they'll probably provide entertainment for us as well. And that tension, or there's been times before where the tension's really, really growing, and then someone's done a secret mission or someone's done, and it's just sort of relieved all that tension and that build up because something's happened that's twisted, you know. But I don't know, I've still enjoyed it, don't get me wrong, especially when Sharon was in there. It was fantastic, and Louis done brilliantly, and ZZ's hilarious as well, the way they've been together. So don't get me wrong, I still really enjoyed the series, but it was always going to be tough with it being so short. It really needed to have some real characters that are in there to mess around, and I just wonder nowadays, are people too conscious of the cameras and celebrities and deals that they don't want to say these things, and they want to be very
It's almost like, I think since you, like, again, I watched the Real Housewives of Cheshire, and you know, Lauren is like, she's divisive in that show, so I can imagine I can understand why she was chosen to go in there. So, but like, when you vote out these people so early on, it's almost like the house has become a little bit too PC. You know, like we'd Alison Hammond back in, you know, whatever year it was, and you know, it was a massive thing that she fell through the table, and, you know, there was, is she alive? Is she not? I mean, that was, you know, great fun. And I mean, she's made her career since then. But there was all these massive Big Brother moments that where people kind of just didn't, like you say, they didn't care. They weren't in the back of their mind thinking about brand deals or all that kind of thing. Like, I genuinely think there's more to Ek and Sue. I just, again, I feel like she was a bit muted. I didn't really know who she was or what she likes, or, you know, her personality was just not really there, because it's like she didn't want to go outside the lines.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's probably, other than Louis and Sharon, that's probably indicative of everybody else in there, with the exception of Lauren. But like we say, she went too soon. ZZ, I think, speaks her mind, but that's her persona, that's her job. So that's not a surprise. But to others, it's like they don't have an opinion, even when people have come through before, and they're like, just sort of like, oh yeah, it's like they're so scared of what, I don't know, what people are going to say and what people think. And I think Ekansu is a perfect example. I think it backfired because she was so bad at it that it actually made it, she come across horrifically.
Fern is another one. Maybe. Like, you wouldn't think this woman has 40 odd years of media experience, but then again, maybe just coming up through the ranks of This Morning, you know, on kind of like Holly Willoughby, where you're not allowed to have an opinion. You know, it's like she's happy just to float around the place and not say anything.
Yeah, and I think that's something that they've got to look at when they cast, because it has been confirmed that it's coming back next year for another Celebrity. So I think when they cast, they've got to cast correctly. They've got to cast people that maybe are people that are the Holly Willoughbys, the Philip Schofields of the world. I mean, whether or not they've got the budget for those type of people. But people that have either been cancelled or have been sort of had a lot of controversy that don't care, or getting people like your Louis and your ZZs and your, that are willing to come on and, yeah, this is who I am. This is sort of, I'm not fussed about what I do or what I say. But will the public allow celebrities? This is the other issue. Will the public allow celebrities to do that? Or will celebrities go in, push the line a little bit, and then be ridiculed and get nothing afterwards? So I think that's the dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
As a society, have we become a little bit too, I don't know what the word is, but sort of sensitive to these things?
Yeah. And I've never heard housemates say before that they were afraid of getting booed, you know, in any series. You know, it just kind of came with the territory of, and was that something that you were conscious of when you were sitting on the couch when you were in Big Brother? Were you afraid of kind of getting booed? Was it something that you even thought about?
I mean, I don't think, well, I can't only speak for myself, but I didn't change the way I was behaving to get booed or not get booed. Obviously, you wouldn't want to get booed. You'd be lying if you were sat on the sofa and, you know, Emma is about to say my name and I was thinking, oh my God, what's it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
But nothing up to that point changed my mind. Did I want to get booed? No. Did I expect to get booed? Yes, because it's Big Brother, so you have to accept that and expect that. And I think that's okay because it's a pantomime out there. You know, the audience doesn't necessarily, well, it doesn't at all represent the public a lot of the time.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's like a studio full of people.
Yeah, it's a panto. It's crazy. It's just people cheering, booing and going crazy. That's all part and parcel. But I think if people have become too self-conscious of it, and now with this growing sort of social media that we've seen since Big Brother sort of disbanded and has now come back, social media's just gone even bigger and bigger and bigger. Everyone's more critical. Everyone's got, and it was bad enough when I was in there. And I just think people really worry that no matter what they say, someone's going to sort of say something about it. So then nobody really says anything. And that's sort of a real shame. But we've seen with Louis, ZZ, Lauren, Sharon, that's not everybody. There's still celebrities out there that will give you that rawness. So it's just about the casting team trying to find them and make sure you don't add, unfortunately, someone like a Fern who is so well media trained that she's not going to say anything that's even remotely controversial or questionable or anything. And even Gary Goldsmith, he didn't really say much of much, you know, I don't feel like ages. He wasn't anywhere near as controversial as we were told he may well be. He sort of looked like he had some fantastic media training and basically didn't say a bad thing.
Nothing, he did. He danced around every subject that he was asked about.
But that's surely not him. And that's surely what he's either been told to do or what he's in the back of his mind thinking, right, here's to clear up my image. And I'm thinking, clear it up. I think no one even knew who you were, but that's beside the point. You know, you can't clear something up that doesn't exist. But, I don't know. But there's positives, of course. But I think they've just got to cast it differently to how they did in the past, maybe. In the past, 10 years ago, you get a celebrity on and they're just going to be themselves. Whereas nowadays, you've got to make sure you pick the right ones.
Absolutely. So we've got another eviction, we're being told, tonight. Who do you think is going to be left in the house after this eviction tonight?
I think it will be David, Louis, Fern, Nikita and Coulson. And actually, that's my order that I think of how it will go from back to front. So I think David will win, Louis second, Fern third, because I think she's got a massive fan base, Nikita fourth and Coulson fifth. And then I think Bradley will be shown the back door, which I always do emphasise with people that get the back door. Well, I didn't get shown the back door, but I just think it's very horrible. It's the whole experience and coming out to the crowd that's such a part of it. And I think for anybody who misses that, it's a shame.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it in this one before the final, especially because, let's be real, one of them who goes tonight you'd expect would be a floater. I mean, I can't see Louis going or David going.
No, me neither.
But stranger things have happened.
Yeah, who knows? Well, listen, thank you so, so much for coming on again. If people want to follow your, I suppose, commentary on Big Brother, and if they want to find out what you're up to yourself, where is the best place to go?
Either Instagram or X, ccold.99 on one and ccold._99 on the other. As I say, I still haven't worked out. I never am going to work out which one's
It's all right. Cameron Cole, thank you so much for coming on to have a chat about Big Brother. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope to catch up with you again soon.
Yes, take care, and thank you so much for having me.